Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
Looking around, it's a handoff for Cechi. Gets the screen, Zander Lucini out to Burton. Catch and shoot, left wing three. That's good! A much-needed triple for the Valkyries to settle things down. 59-42, and Veronica Burton up to 7 points. We are now joined by Veronica Burton. And Veronica, obviously the defense was good as always, but I got to ask you about the three-point shooting start. 12 threes in the first half, 18 threes for the game. You lead the WNBA in three-point field goal percentage as a team. How was it feeling out there tonight?
It was feeling good. Obviously, it's always good to see the ball go in. I didn't know we were leading the league in three-point percentage. That's great for us. But really, it was the defense tonight.
What did you like about the defense tonight?
I think we were just connected. You know, we adjusted on the fly, did different lineups, did different matchups, and I think we just really were connected tonight.
So the Fire cut it to 8, 75-67. What allowed you to pull away there?
Just doing the little things. I think we let little things affect us, you know, certain calls, certain plays on both ends, and just not letting that get to our heads, and just playing basketball how we know how to.
So you start the Commissioner's Cup off 1-0, and now you got a really tough two-game road trip at Minnesota, which has the best record in the WNBA, and at Las Vegas, a team you just faced on Sunday. What's going to be the key to success on this two-game road trip?
Just executing our game plan. Obviously, we know they're great teams, but on any given night, this league is full of great teams, so it's a challenge, and on the road, just staying prepared and executing our game plan.
Well, Veronica, thanks for your time. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
That is Veronica Burton after the 18-point win over the Portland Fire.
R.C. Davis back with you here following the Valkyries' 95-77 win over the Portland Fire. Kevin, they led by a lot, let the Fire back, and then it was a ball game, and then it wasn't.
So Natalie Nikosic called that timeout after the Fire cut it to 8, and then a quick 5-0 burst there from the Valkyries. Cechi got to the foul line. Cechi hit a 3. That put it up quickly to 13, and then the Fire didn't get it closer than 10 the rest of the way. Sarah Ashley Barker hit that 3. And then the Valkyries really pulled away. Really a comprehensive performance, though, I'd say, from Golden State. A tight first quarter, but then those two threes from Yusta Yotite in the second quarter really created the separation that they needed and kind of kept the rest of the way in this game. Really nice win. Look, Portland 6-4, a great start to the season, but they did come into this game with a negative net rating, and so maybe the results didn't quite match how good the team is. And I'm not trying to say that disrespectfully to the Fire. I mean, they're still 6-5. They're still a force to be reckoned with. But the Valkyries, they were on a heater tonight. And I know Veronica Burton said it started with the defense, and I'm sure that's right. But you know what was also good? Hitting 12 threes in the first half and 18 for the game.
And one off the NBA record. 18 for the game, 70. What was the percentage? 45% from three.
Yeah, 45% from three. 70% from three.
I was like, this.
No, that would have been awesome. Yeah, 72% for the foul line.
They were shot better from three than they did for the entire game at 46.4.
Yeah. So, I do like the two-point percentage in this game because that was an issue against Las Vegas Aces, not hitting shots inside. But you hit 18 threes, you're getting it done. The WNBA record you mentioned for threes and a half, 13. The Valkyries hit 12 in the first half. They got off to a slow start from deep in the second half, but hit a couple of threes late, started to pour it on again, and that's what created the separation down the stretch.
Lots of contributors tonight, lots of balanced scoring, balanced minutes for Natalie Nikosic. What did you think about the second start for Zander Lucini?
Yeah, Cechi, you know, at 2-for-7, she could be more efficient than that, but she was a plus 21. She got it done defensively, 4 steals. She did have those 5 huge points in the fourth quarter, got up to 9 points for the game, added 3 assists as well. And so, look, I really like Cechi and what she can bring offensively. Gives you another creator out there. And hit just a really tough 3, too. The one to make it 80-67, I think it was in this one. I'm thinking of the one in the first half, a tough shot. Anyway, she can make tough shots. That's what I'm trying to say, is that Cecilia Zanocini can make really tough shots. Yeah, it was a deep left wing three in the first half that was just monstrous for this team. And sometimes she just doesn't feel defense. She doesn't see defense. And when she gets into that zone, she's someone that wants the ball in her hands, and she's someone who can make plays for you down the stretch of game. So just gives you another self-creator out there, which I think is huge for this team.
Alan Brown, our longtime statistician, longtime year and a half of existence. Yeah. He loves this stat. Points off turnovers, 19 for the Valkyries tonight.
And 4 for Portland.
Exactly.
So they're plus 15, in an 18-point game. That was huge. So they're plus 27 on threes, plus 15 in points off turnovers. It's going to be tough to lose a game like that. And speaking of turnovers, just 7 turnovers tonight. We're 9 games into the season now, RC, and they're averaging fewer than 11 turnovers per game.
You know what that equals? Lots of wins.
Yes, and that's why they've won two-thirds of their games. That's why they're 6-3, and that's why I think this is a team that can really aim for home court in the first round of the playoffs. That means the top four seed.
Not only are they playing stifling defense, they're protecting the ball, they're making threes.
Yeah.
It's quite a little.
You're protecting the ball, you're playing defense, and you're making threes.
That's a lot of – that's
it's a winning combination,
exactly.
RC. It really is. So, impressive stuff here from the Valkyries tonight.
The Valkyries 26 season is presented by Kaiser Permanente. A major part of becoming a good team is the ability to withstand runs, and they showed that tonight once Portland cut it to single digits late.
Yeah, they really did. Again, that timeout from Natalie Nicasse really helped steady the ship, right things. They immediately get a couple of free throws from Cecilia Zanalisi, and he made it 77-67. And then get a three the next time down to make it 86-7. It was a Veronica Burton three-pointer that made it 80-67. And that was really the separation they needed the rest of the way, because that put them at 80, and the Fire scored 77.
And Burton had just checked in.
Yes.
He said, when's Burton going to come?
Yep,
oh, she's
exactly.
At the score table. Then yes. She hits that three to go up 13.
Yeah, and look, coming off a quad contusion, still able to play 23 minutes, still able to start, still the only Valkyries player to start and play in every game in team history. I think that's like a streak worth fighting for. And as long as you can say, I played in every game in this team's history, I think that's pretty cool.
That is cool. And that leads to our winning hand player of the game, presented by Chuck Chancey, Veronica Burton.
Yeah, Veronica, 10 points, 9 assists, 1 turnover. Here's a good stat from Alan Brown. Totals from the 4-game homestand, 52 points, 26 assists, and 4 turnovers. 4 turnovers in 4 games. You're averaging a turnover per game as the primary ball handler for a team. That's getting it done.
But and hitting the big shots
and
rebounding
shots.
And playing
yeah.
D.
Yeah, I mean. That's
why she's an all-star.
2-for-2 from 3. And look, she keeps playing like this. Veronica Burton is going to be in consideration for an all-star spot. She's 41% from 3 on the season, went 2-for-2 from 3 tonight.
Ridiculous. Kevin, any final thoughts on this win tonight?
Well, you just heard it right there. A team record for made threes in a game is 16 until tonight. So they broke a team record. 18 made threes tonight.
Jeez.
And just unreal stuff for the Valkyries. They got up a 3-a-minute, 40 threes in 40 minutes, and they hit 45% of them. And you do that, you're going to win yourselves a lot of ball games. And look, I've made this warning once. I'll make it again. I'll continue to make it. At 38%, that's a really good rate coming into this game. Eventually, they are going to have games where they don't hit from deep. That's just shot variance. It's going to happen. They're going to have a 5-for-32 one of these days.
Absolutely.
It's going to happen. But defense is going to be able to keep them in games. And, look, it's a 9-game sample size. That's not nothing where they're north of 38% as a team to lead the WNBA. So I would like to see the two-point percentage go up, which it did go up today. So that's a good start. They're still – they came into tonight last in the WNBA in total field goal percentage of 40.2%. But that's something you'd like to see go up. But the three-point percentage, you're not going to complain about.
Phoenix comes to town on next – well, they come to town next week. But our next game up, what do you think about that matchup?
Yeah, the Minnesota Lynx. And we'll have that for you on 95.7 The Game, 6 p.m. start time. Yeah, it's revenge time.
Yeah, it is.
The Valkyries have not defeated the Minnesota Lynx. 0-4 in the regular season, 0-2 in the playoffs. They're the only team, besides the Toronto Tempo, who they haven't faced, that they haven't defeated now. They beat Atlanta last year. had their they beat Las Vegas in the first game they ever played. They're on a winning streak against the Liberty. So this is the lone team they have not defeated. It's time to defeat the Minnesota Lynx. And you defeat Minnesota, you got a feeling like, you know what? We could play for the Commissioner's Cup Championship. That'd get you to 2-0 against a team you owe. You owe Minnesota a couple. They had a couple of close losses to the Lynx last year, including Game 2 of the playoffs, where Chechi nearly won it at the buzzer against their former team. But you get that one. You're 2-0 in the CC standings. And, look, it's not going to get much easier with Las Vegas. I still think the Aces are the best team in the WNBA. But if you can find a way to split that road trip, you're 2-1 coming home. The Mercury have struggled. It has been a struggle for them at 2-8. They just got blown out. And the Valkyries handled them pretty easily in their first home game of the season. And then you come home and you're looking and you're at Seattle on the 12th. Seattle, rebuilding year for them. Sparks and wings to round out the Commissioner's Cup games. I mean, you just get to 2-1. Get to 2-1 in the CC standings, and I think you could play on June 30th for the Commissioner's Cup Championship.
Aces had a rough game down in L.A., and we'll get to that next.